It's way past time for Congress to come to the aid of the medical residents who are among our most important providers of hospital care. I mean the young doctors in training who are being forced to work 80 hours a week, often as long as 30 hours in a single shift. Think of how that must feel. And think of the possible effects on hospital patients, the possible errors made by sleep-deprived residents in treating them. Well, the urgent need for Congress to remedy the situation is made extremely clear in a new report compiled at the request of Congress by the National Institute of Medicine. Not surprisingly, the Institute found that exhaustion and possible error is common among the 100,000 residents who work in the nation's hospitals. They work as residents for 3 or more years after graduating from medical school in order to be certified as physicians, and they relied on heavily to ease the workload of the hospital staff, doctors, nurses, and other regular employees. The Institute of Medicine's report did not challenge the 80-hour work week and 30-hour shifts, but the report did at least recommend that residents work no more than 16 hours without a break, some up to guarantee genuine reform. They say it would make more sense to simply ban shifts any longer than 16 hours. Well, it's not clear how hospital administrators will respond to the recommendations, given the response or lack of it to previously suggested reforms. Many do not even adhere to the current mandate limiting work weeks to 80 hours. Ideally, the 8-hour limit should be just a starting point toward the limits of 50 to 60 hours a week or less that are common in other industrialized nations. But even more than that, there should be a firm, federally regulated limit, as there is on the working hours of airline pilots and long-haul truck drivers. Congress might also need to come up with funding to help the hospitals meet the cost of hiring medical workers to do some of the work that's now done by residents during their exceptionally long work weeks. 80-hour work weeks, 30-hour work days. Surely we can do better than that for the young men and women who are essential to the present and the future of our vital medical care system. With a perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.